What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Hot Shots. I'm JD. With me always are my two favorite co-hosts. It's Houdini and Deepaw. What's poppin', boys?
How we doing?
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Doing great. Today we're going to be drafting the best sporting events. This can get interesting, kind of get a little creative with this. But before we do that, last podcast we drafted a active MLB players and tried to make the best franchise that we could for the next 5 years and make our own perfect team. And it seems like you guys really enjoyed that. We enjoyed doing it. Just wanted to give a quick shout out. Yeah, a little quick shout out to Julius, who loved it. And actually, Deepaw, he's near you in Harrisburg. He was talking about some of the guys that he watches at the Senators place.
Yeah, I saw that. Shout out Julius in the 717. Huge Harrisburg Senators supporter. I love it.
Yeah, and then Aiden said that we missed Belly on the list.
I mean, look, like we missed a lot of guys. We left Tatis off. We left Yuri Perez off. Like, but Belly, to me, having his year this year, yes, it's awesome. Good for him. But there's just no way you can put Belly on there with the previous three with the Dodgers.
Yeah, it's definitely hard. We did leave a lot of people off, but yeah.
That was a lot of fun, though. I'm looking forward to some more drafts, boys.
It was, and thanks for listening. And you guys can go watch that if you haven't on there. It's on all of our social media and stuff. But today, we'll get right into it. Drafting the best sporting events. Crap, I never did the wheel.
I was just going to say, who's drafting?
I was like, wait, who's going first?
Do it live. Fuck it.
Yeah, do it live. Fuck it. We'll do it live. Fuck.
We're doing it live.
We're going hard, baby.
Okay, first pick is, can you guys hear that? It's Dean. And no. The second pick is going to be Deepaw.
Love it. I love the middle.
Sandwiched again.
Love it.
All right, so drafting the best sporting events.
Time out, please. De Palma, I'll trade you the one for the two.
No.
Ah!
No way, Jose. All
right, so this is a tough one for me because I know I'm not taking the number one pick, but for me personally, this is 100% my number one. I'm not a soccer fan, so I'm not taking it. I'm taking March Madness.
Mm.
Okay.
Love it. All right. Number two, you know, I think I'm playing the board here. I don't know. Maybe Jedi takes the World Cup, something along those lines, a huge global game. So I'm going with the homer pick, man. Give me the Super Bowl. If your team's playing in the Super Bowl, nothing gets you more hyped.
Very American. Number three, I'm surprised still left around. I'm going to take the World Cup. Look, 400 million viewers. It's a huge global event. I'll take it.
It's a great event, man. I love it, too.
Back-to-back picks. I'll take Summer Olympics.
Mm.
3 billion viewers this past Summer Olympics. Going for big and best. Something everybody tunes into and enjoys.
So just strictly the Summer Olympics. The Winter Olympics is still on the board right now, is what you're saying.
Correct.
Okay, because the Summer Olympics is my number 14.
Is winter on your list?
Yeah, and I absolutely hate the Summer Olympics.
You don't like the diving and swimming? Come on.
No, I think the Winter Olympics is 100 times better.
Isn't the Summer Olympics also like basketball?
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Yeah. All right, I mean, how can I pass it up? World Series, all right.
Okay.
With the number two there.
All right, so I have back-to-back.
Correct.
Okay, I'm going to go the college football playoff.
Mm. So just the whole playoff, like
The top four teams.
Top four, and what is it, like top eight next year or something? What are they moving it to?
Yeah, I mean, because if we're doing sporting events, like, yeah, I could do, like, the finals or whatever, but, like, I mean, Jedi just took the whole fucking Olympics, so I figured I'm good. I'm gonna go with the Masters here.
God, I hate you.
Sleeper.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Masters.
I mean, I gotta round it out. It's coming up in about 2 weeks. Give me the Ryder Cup, man.
Ryder Cup's fun.
I love that. I'm gonna go with something nobody is thinking of. I'm going with the Cricket World Cup. Never watched cricket.
That was my first question.
Never watched cricket, but guess what? It tunes in with 2.6 billion people, so people must love it outside of America. I've never met anybody that likes cricket, but...
Yeah, I mean, the whole country of Bangladesh is watching it, so...
And they're truth at it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, like, so, you know, like, I guess I'll take it.
That's great.
One thing local down to me down here in Florida, I'm going to take the Daytona 500. Look, people get rough and rowdy at these things, man. And I personally enjoy it. It's normally right around my birthday in February. So I'll take
Love it. You know, on the list, I've never been there, but I did put down a huge NASCAR venue, Bristol Motor Speedway in Tennessee. That was going to be on there. I love it, Jedi. I can't believe this is here with my number four pick. Kind of shocking. Stanley Cup.
No, man, no.
That's what you do for taking the Masters, Dean.
No, dude, no.
I'll tell you what. I'll treat. No, if I didn't take Ryder Cup, I was gonna offer you the Stanley Cup for the Masters and maybe next year's three. But you know, I did take the Ryder Cup there.
Ah, man, that one I thought was gonna slip to my hands. Oh, okay. So I'm gonna take the Winter Olympics.
Nice.
I can't get the cup, might as well get the Winter Olympics.
All the tobogganing you can have.
Yeah, and then I've been to one of these, and they're not fun. Like, they're really not. But people love it. I'm going to go with the Kentucky Derby.
No! I hate you. Oh, you bastard.
And I've been to the Preakness, dude, and I will tell you that was the worst day of my life, man.
Bro, if you've ever been in the pit at the Preakness, I know exactly what you're talking about, dude.
Dude, that shit just isn't fun, man. Like,
oh,
there's a lot of adrenaline going on at the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff
going on.
There's a lot of money on the line for a lot of people. A lot of anxiety going around.
There's a lot of other stuff going on too, bud.
It's also true.
So I got to get some soccer in my top five here. Let me get the UEFA Champions League.
I'm going to be honest. I don't even know what that is. What is that?
Oh, my God. Jedi. The Champions League. So, like, all the soccer leagues in Europe.
Okay.
Play to, like, the champion in the second place, and I think maybe even third, depending on how big the league is, come together to play like a huge round robin tournament, and then that leads into like one single final game for like the best club in Europe.
Is that like the whole Barcelona and Chelsea? Is that what that is?
Yeah. That's like You get the huge matchups between clubs of like different leagues in Europe. It's great.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I have heard of that. I'm not a huge soccer fan. But I do watch the World Cup, like, but I feel like it was a global event. That's why I took it at number one. I felt like it was foolish if it would have went into the second round. My last pick, though, wow, I'm kind of going back between two different ones. I'm going to go for one that's just, like, a little bit more funky, I guess. I'm going to go with the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. I have to have something a little bit American in there. Like, I know Daytona 500 is also pretty American, but Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest is a fun time.
So the NBA finals don't make the top 15 sporting events.
So not to say it's not great, but I don't have an NBA team. Like I follow a player, but like I don't have a squad like you, Dino. So it just fell off the list. Like it came down to what I would rather watch.
It's tough because I like watching college basketball way more than I like watching the NBA.
Agreed.
So for me personally, like, yeah, the March Madness is better. Plus Villanova is better than like the Knicks. But I don't know, like, if the Knicks got to the NBA Finals, I feel like it would just be so different.
Just as a curiosity, do any of you guys have a sort of, like, honorable mention? Just because this was definitely a little bit of a quicker one, but honestly, I enjoyed this one. I thought it was kind of fun. Do you guys have any honorable mentions?
So I kind of do, and it's like they were kind of ones that if I struggled to come up with, you know, 15 legitimate events. Like I had like any game seven, like any sporting event, anything, just any game seven. And then also any game at a historic ballpark too. Like I went to a game at Old Yankee Stadium and I'll never forget it. Want to go to someplace like Wrigley or Fenway as well too. I feel like that would just be an epic sporting event.
That's a unique one and creative one. I like that one a lot. The one that I was thinking about either Nathan's or the other one, it was the World Baseball Classic. I feel like it's growing on people. Huge in Japan, we know. It broke viewership this past one with the whole USA versus Japan. That's a fun time.
That's a good one, yeah.
Definitely, yeah, that's a fun time watching that.
I do think we'll get to this point eventually, but I don't think in America we're at this point yet, which is like F1 racing.
It's gaining popularity, but yeah, you're right, Dean.
And then the other thing that I was going to talk about was, like, I don't know if there's anything better than, like a really, really notable UFC card with, like, a title fight with women, title fight with men, like, kind of two-way it. Like, that, to me, that's kind of, like, worth $100. And then Tommy and I rented Rough and Rowdy the other day.
Was it good?
Dude, I mean, for $30, like, you can't beat it. Yeah, that's definitely on there.
Well, that was our little quick drafting the best sporting events. Make sure you put your best sporting events. What's your top five? Put them down in the comments. We want to hear from you. We'll give you a shout-out next podcast. It was fun getting to hear you guys about the baseball draft, making your own franchise. We were excited about that. It was a lot of fun to do.
Hey, I'm going to be quite honest here. Like, I know there was some controversy last week and who won that draft. I don't think there's any controversy in this one. I think my list is by far the best one.
I think you're absolutely on crack cocaine, and I love you to death, but I think you're crazy.
I don't know what beats March Madness, College Football Playoff, Masters, Kentucky Derby, and the Winter Olympics.
You just went with I'm American.
Oh, hold on. Just so you and I are clear, right? The Winter Olympics is dominated by Americans?
No, but that's something that is mostly watched, like, heavily in America is the Olympics. Like, it's watched globally. I agree with you there, but, I mean, like, America tunes into that. Yeah, I would say so.
The Winter Olympics. Okay, hold on before I bury you.
We're not going to go into this because the other four were the most American things in the world. So...
The Winter Olympics gets over 2 billion viewerships. So, like...
I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying that it's very American. That's a fact. Like, your list was very American. That's not a bad thing.
You chose the most American thing on the fucking list.
Which was? Oh, Nathan's hot dog. Nah, I would say the Super Bowl is, man. What do you mean?
Fuck yeah. I dominate the list. Super Bowl, World Series, the Ryder Cup, Stanley Cup, and UEFA's Champions League. You toast.
I mean, that's a great list, but this guy can't come over here and tell me that people in Japan are tuning into the hot dog eating championship.
I don't know when
minutes.
Kobayashi was around, dude. Maybe, but.
Maybe, but like.
Since Joey Chestnut dominant reigned, they've stopped watching.
They're not waking up 12 hours ahead of time to watch right. Joey Jaws pound hot dogs.
Or the guy, what's the guy's name? His name's Chugs. Chug? The guy that drinks all the lemonade?
Oh, that guy's disgusting.
That guy's hilarious.
That guy's disgusting.